My name is Randy Thurston, and I'm the host of Pueblo Riverwalk Talk. It's about Pueblo, it's about the people of Pueblo, and it's about what's special about Pueblo. And I'm here with a special guest, Pete Junta with HomeSmart. Very excited about the conversation we're going to have about real estate technology and the community that we live in. All right, you know, this is such an exciting day. It's March 1st in 2021. And as I look back on my life, all of the great achievements and things somehow had a basis in March. So with this being the 1st of March, this is a kickoff for Pueblo Riverwalk Talk. And Pueblo Riverwalk Talk is really giving an opportunity to get different concepts and insights and wisdoms out to the general public in conversations like this. So I'm here with my guest, Pete Junta, who's a real estate broker, works with HomeSmart. And he, of all real estate people that I deal with, is probably the highest technology guru in how to really pull all the pieces together. And as I look back in my 43 years of selling real estate, technology really has changed the game totally. So with the technology, Pete, when did you first decide technology was the way to go, and how long have you been in the business? And give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Okay, well, I've been in the business now with HomeSmart 3 years, but I've had my license for 7 years. And I think I realized at the very beginning that technology was important, and I was given all these tools, but for the first year and a half, I didn't dive into it, because it was easier to go to the old school way. And just shortly after that, I started developing some systems and put them in place because I knew that technology would play a big part in the real estate business to help me keep it organized, but not only that, to communicate with the customers. And then as COVID happened, it even got more complex, and I saw the importance of being able to do virtual walkthroughs, and went ahead and purchased all the equipment so I could do that as well.
Well, when you say virtual, I think our world is moving to being virtual everything. You know, and as it plays out in the real estate, I look at the client really has determined technology is the tool that they want to communicate with. So when you're looking at an open house, or you're looking at staging, or whatever it is that you're wanting to communicate to a buyer or a seller, what tools are you using for your technology?
So the equipment that I use is a virtual 360 camera. So I could go in and take the still shots, and then they can move with their augmentation on their phones now, and just pretty much move with their phone and look at the house. And it'll be like they're right in the room. I can also do a virtual video to where I could walk in, have them move the camera themselves so that I can tell them, look at the beautiful coffered ceilings, or they can look at the beautiful wood floors, and they can just move the camera up and down, I mean their phone up and down, and then be able to see everything just like they're right there.
And they could be in New York.
Correct. It doesn't have to be in the world. It could be anywhere in the world.
And to do that, the connecting point is obviously a good computer system, but they also have to have the technology themselves on their end. Is that correct?
That is correct. For those who don't have the technology, you can also involve the owner, and they could do some of the walkthrough too. So when we were completely closed down, they could just use a simple phone and walk us through themselves, and I could narrate, for instance.
So I like what you're saying. So the actual seller, as you're taking the listing, can incorporate their excitement of what's been great about the home for them.
Correct.
They can explain all the different dynamics and the different assets that a house has that you might not see when you're walking through itself, which is priceless.
Right, and then they can also show, it shows their emotion on why they love the home and why they moved to that area and what made it special. So, and it's personal, so it gives it a personal touch, and they can really feel it even though they are not there.
So that's a very important technology that exists. But now I want to talk about, as a real estate agent, to be able to control and manage phone calls coming in, and where people can get information automatically about all the inventory that exists on a market, so they can go through themselves and screen down to properties that would work and all that. So what do you use for that, Pete?
So I use KV Core, and I could set up automatic hot sheets to where it sends it out to them, and they can view what they're requesting to look at, like two bedroom, two bath, or three bedroom, three bath, and then the price range that they want, and in the area that they want.
Well, and from what I understand, the technology is such that the actual buyers, once they're set up on that system, get the information real time. So the same time a listing information on a property becomes available to the masses of realtors, the very same time it becomes available to the buyers. Is that correct?
Correct. Plus, I know what they're interested in. So when they've viewed a house four or five times that they've received on that hot sheet, then I know that they're really interested. And I reach out immediately and say, hey, this is one that we need to go see because of your interest.
Well, you know, it feels so good to have seen 43 years ago, which, just to give you some background, back then the contract was on a front and back of one page. Things were so different. In fact, people don't realize this, but the MLS was created, the multiple listing service was created here in Pueblo, Colorado, that now is done nationally. It was done with Tom Healy and Joe Halloran. They're the two collectively working at different companies that came up with the concept of the MLS. So the cooperation, the technology, everything back then was a simple one-page contract on both sides. And then we would have our MLS meetings on a weekly basis where all the realtors would come together and you'd stand up and you would plug your property. So you compare that to where it is today, and it's definitely a new world. Where do you see technology going here in the next year or two, Pete?
Oh, I believe that it's going to make it easier for both the buyer and the seller. For the seller, they'll be able to, in real time, keep track of everybody that views their house, all the information and the feedback that's required so that they know how it's going. But on the buyer side, they'll be able to do everything from getting the loan to getting their agent and doing the whole transaction.
Well, you know, another interesting concept is the cloud. With the way that information is shared, and I struggle with this more than anything, because I'm a sit in front of my sellers or my buyers, and they go through the contract and they sign everything and right in front of me. But now they have the auto signs, where all you have to do is click a button and you're signing it electronically. And all the documentations is stored in the cloud, collectively tying a transaction together with all disclosures, any information, any counter proposals, everything is packaged together. And that really makes it easier for somebody like myself that is old school.
Right, and not only that, the title companies are going that direction to where now they do all the funds for earnest money escrowed wirelessly, and signatures are all done electronically. So I believe that the COVID has made the whole industry progress forward technology-wise because of that, and I don't think we're going to turn back and go the old way anymore.
No, there's no value of going back to horse and buggy. Mm-hmm. You know, we're more in the Tesla and moving forward at lightning speed on that. And I think the other interesting thing about with the technology and here in Pueblo, Colorado is, like right now, we're doing this with 1 gig. In the building here at the Belisante on the Riverwalk, it's wired with 1 gig. And for most people, 1 gig is just a word, but the juice coming in is at the highest speed that's possible. So you can click a button and instantly information is sent to the world, and you don't have the circle line going around and around while it's thinking, and you don't have blurps in the video or anything along those lines. And I don't know how you can go much faster than that.
Correct.
So as now we're looking at, why is a good time for people to buy and sell houses now, especially here in Pueblo? What's your prediction on the economics and the benefits of buying and selling in Pueblo in March of 2021?
Well, currently, every week that I follow up with the business that is occurring here is that at any given time, we're not surpassing more than 106 houses. Even though multiple houses are coming on the market, the active listings are maintaining both in Pueblo and Pueblo West at 106.
Total.
That is unbelievably low.
The market normally is 2,000. Mm-hmm. The number of around 1,800 to 2,000 to 2,500 as far as when you look at the whole countywide.
Correct. And so for a seller, it's great. For a buyer, it's also great because we have now new multiple builders that have come into Pueblo and they're building new construction. The new construction is still way affordable compared to other locations in Colorado. So we have the best of both worlds. Great for sellers, but great for buyers who want that new home.
But when you talk about new construction, I'm on a committee, Pueblo Means Business, which is helping to simplify the process of developers and builders coming in, because the process and the cost in the past has been very expensive. For it to be affordable for buyers really looks at what the cost is to develop a lot and develop a property and build a property. So the good news is we're streamlining a lot of those processes, so it's going to be easier. The downside is because of the world economics, the price of lumber has gone up double in the last year.
Correct.
So you have those trade-off dynamics, but Pueblo has always been a lot more affordable than the other Front Range cities. And if you're in Denver, I remember the excitement of some clients I had where they couldn't believe how much they got for their home. I mean, it was just incredible high price. And then they had to go around and buy something in Denver. And they found out that just from the time they sold till they bought, that the price had even increased what they were looking at. And they really weren't ahead like they thought they were going to be. But a lot of people from Denver and Springs now are selling their homes at unbelievable prices up there and looking at, besides Pueblo, all of Southern Colorado as places to buy. So when I look at those dynamics of the affordability of Pueblo being still a trade-off of being a value compared to the rest of the country, I really see that Pueblo's better days are ahead of itself here.
Correct. And also, not only as a value, but the value of the quality of life is a lot different in Pueblo. You have the family and the small town still here. So a lot of people like that fact.
Well, you know, you really can't beat the quality of life of Pueblo. And, you know, we've gotten a bad rap over years only because there's been a lot of, especially up north, they look at us in a negative way. You know, every community has crime. Every community has drugs. Every community has a lot of these social destructive elements. But what they don't have is what we have that they could never duplicate. I mean, we're on the intersection of I-25 and Highway 50. We've got the Arkansas River running through our community. We've got the second largest body of water in Colorado with Lake Pueblo. And I could go on for hours about things we have here. The weather, we're in a banana zone. It's just incredible when you really start looking at the ingredients and the qualities we have here that other communities would never be able to duplicate. Plus our affordability, plus our size. I mean, you can get from one side of Pueblo to the other in 15 minutes on a bad day.
Right.
You know, and you talk to people in Denver that have wasted years when you calculate a half hour to drive across town up there in Denver to and fro. Time is valuable, especially as we get older.
Yes, it is.
So what are some of the special qualities that you see that Pueblo has that most people don't see because of not being aware of what you and I are aware of?
So there's a lot of individuals that are looking to forward thinking, that they're looking on how the potential growth and the direction that Pueblo needs to go. And there's a lot of investors coming in, so which is going to bring money into the community and just the growth aspect of it.
Well, and we're able to do it right, because I look at Denver and Springs, and if they could turn the clock back they would have controlled their growth a little bit better instead of just growing out of control. And so we have that capacity now as we're doing our future developments, have it to where it's going to continue to keep a high quality of life. So Pueblo, Colorado is definitely the place to put number one on your list if you're outside of Pueblo to what's possible down here. So with all of this valuable information that we've just shared, that people from outside of Pueblo is going to be anxious to get some more information, how do people get a hold of you, Pete?
Okay, great. Well, you can reach me. My direct line is 719-253-2811. You can get onto my website. It's Pueblo Properties, pueblo.properties. And my building and office is at 635 West Corona.
Okay, great, Pete. I thank you very much. Good. We have the information that's going to be available on podcast as well as YouTube, and this is the first one, thanks to you.
Oh.
And again, that can be viewed at PuebloRiverWalk.com and Pueblo Riverwalk Talk. And it's something that is exciting to promote our Riverwalk, which is one of those great assets that nobody else can duplicate there. So again, Pete, thank you for being part of this
today. You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
All right. Thank you.